WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. Another wet day, but things might dry out a little bit later on, or at least, you know, not be as rainy. Yesterday was pretty rough from what I saw. I didn't go outside very much. I ran over to 99 to grab some lunch slash dinner. And then when I left, I had to run a couple of errands, but at least by then, it seemed like the wind had slowed down a little bit. I don't know. I heard what sounded like some thunder before I went to bed. And I went to bed late. I went to bed about midnight because I was trying to do some work ahead of time since I'm going to be out at libraries pretty much every night this week now. So I wanted to kind of get ahead of the game. So I stayed up doing some work. And so it was probably about 12:15 that I was starting to drift off to sleep, and I heard some rumbles of thunder. And then when I woke up, I was looking at social media, and people were talking about how loud this thunder was, that it was, you know, shaking the whole house, and it was more than they remember ever feeling with thunder before. So I don't know if you experienced that, but if you did, let me know. 508-996-0500. Or you can send me an app chat message or an open line voicemail on the WBSM app. But by the time I woke up, there wasn't anything like that going on. But although we don't know it for sure, I think it's safe to assume that weather was a factor in yesterday's plane crash. So as we were kind of wrapping up the show yesterday, we got word of this plane had crashed on the median, into the median of 195, and we didn't really have any details at that time. And then over the course of the morning, more and more information came in. We had heard that there was a car involved from a caller that called in. And it turns out, thankfully, that the person that was in that car was okay. They suffered injuries that were not life-threatening. But a couple did perish that was in the plane. Now, as far as we know, they were the only ones that were in the plane, but they didn't give the airport that information. They didn't tell them how many people were on board or what their flight plan was. They were apparently, based on some of the aircraft tracking apps, they were apparently heading to Kenosha, Wisconsin. And on a day like yesterday, in a storm like that, in a small plane like that, you know, you've got to think that the wind played a factor. But the NTSB is investigating. We will give you more information on that as we get it. But the couple has been identified as Thomas Perkins, 68, and his wife, Agatha, known as Aggie, 66. And the two of them were pretty well known in the Aquidneck Island community. But I've seen a lot of, there's a lot of information going around about why they were on the plane, where they were going, and we haven't received any official word of that. But I've seen it come up where some people have said, oh, they were going to deliver organs. I don't know if that's true. The plane was registered to a charitable organization, but there was no mention of that officially. But the plane was a single-engine, fixed-wing Socata TBM-700. It had just departed from New Bedford Regional Airport, reached about 775 feet in altitude about a minute after takeoff, and then started dropping shortly thereafter. So it could have been weather. It could have been some sort of malfunction, too. And now having, you know, not only flown on the Cape Air flight out of New Bedford Regional Airport, but taking the tour with the assistant airport director and him explaining to us all the different factors and all the different ways that this airport works. And there was a statement that I saw on one of, somebody's reporting from Scott Service, the airport director, who said, like, we don't really ground planes. We just assist them in taking off. These are privately owned aircraft. So I got the sense from that statement of, you know, we couldn't stop them unless there's a reason that the runways are not clear because of snow or debris or anything like that. There's not much else we can do to stop them besides that. So they were only in the air for about a minute when they started losing altitude. So maybe it was something mechanical. But again, this is something that the NTSB is investigating, and they will get us an official determination. But they have asked, the authorities have asked, because now that they've reopened 195, there'll still be some left lane closures on both sides as they're still working to investigate and to retrieve all the debris. But the authorities have asked that you refrain from trying to take photos or videos while you drive by. And that's for safety more than anything. That's because you got a lot of people that are going to be driving their car and turning to try to record something and then end up in a crash themselves. So just keep that in mind as you're going by the area. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. Later on today, we'll have your first Money Talks cash code of the day in the 8 o'clock hour. And then a code every hour for the rest of the day through 5 p.m. Each one of those codes is your shot at winning $1,000. And then tomorrow, we'll have $1,000 for you. On Thursday, we'll have $10,000 for you. On Friday, we'll finish it off with another $1,000, and then that's it. No more money talks this time around. So these are your last 4 days to play. And again, you don't need to have every code to win. Each code is its own shot. So think about it like this, right? If you want to win the lottery, you only need to buy one ticket. But we're giving you 10 free lottery tickets today. That's what it equates to. So if you only choose to get two or three, then you've got two or three chances to win. If you stick around and get all 10, then you've got 10 chances to win. And I'm sure that $1,000 would come in handy right around now. If you're a Halloween weirdo like me and you love it and you want to buy all the decorations, I would say if you get that $1,000, hold on to it. Wait for the first week in November when all that stuff goes on clearance. Although I've noticed, And this is something we can discuss because, you know, people get upset when the seasons kind of push each other out, that there's Halloween stuff that goes up when it's still summertime, that there's Christmas stuff that goes up before Halloween. But stores are just trying to maximize their window to try to sell that stuff. And as part of that now, they start their clearance sales earlier. So I've noticed a lot of stores that have Halloween stuff, they're already marking things down. They got to get that Christmas stuff in there, I guess. So, yeah, as part of that, you're going to see a lot more earlier sales, but still, if you win that $1,000 and you want to save it for some Halloween stuff, you might be able to get some good stuff. See, I remember, and you know, So I'd feel like those member berries here from South Park. But I remember when you would have the Spirit Halloween sale the first week of November. If you went in there, they had stuff marked down. Now they just save it. You know, they might do some coupons online or things like that to try to squeeze a last week or so of sales, but they don't discount stuff anymore. Now it's, you know, just put it in the, and I don't even know what they do with the stuff in the Spirit Halloween, because they don't stay in the same store. I mean, they go back to the same store, but they don't keep the merchandise in there. A truck must come pick it all up and store it somewhere else, because they're going to turn the Dartmouth one, at least one of the Dartmouth ones, into the Spirit Christmas. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Yes, so your first Money Talks cash code of the day, 8 a.m., brought to you by Carter's Clothing, Morgan's Cantina, and Allegiant Airlines. And while we're talking contests, we are still looking for your pet photos. We want your pets all dressed up for Halloween. You can enter those in our Halloween pet photo contest. The winner receives a $200 gift card to Melissa's Pet Depot. And you can enter that right now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. That's brought to you by Hidden Brook Veterinary Services and Melissa's Pet Depot. And then we are also looking for you to send us photos of your haunted yard, your haunted house, your spooked up property, your Halloween yard display. You can enter that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app with some fun prizes at stake as part of our Scare Up South Coast contest. And that is brought to you by Cool Cone in Marion and the Last Round Bar and Grill in New Bedford. So lots of ways to get involved in the spooky fun and lots of ways to win some prizes. But in order to give you those prizes, we've got to pay the bills, and we're going to do that right now. So we'll take a break and we'll be back in a few moments.
Over the last few years, things have gotten weird.
And for our kids, these things can be overwhelmingly stressful.
Scientific research
and real life experience
tell us that the number one antidote to stress is authentic, trusted relationships.
So that's why I
that's why I am committed to building and maintaining a trusted space.
This is a trusted space.
Access free films and resources to build trusted spaces in your schools and communities at atrustedspace.org.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Tim Weisberg Show. Call
508-996-0500. 508-996-0500. We will be going into the news in just a moment. We'll get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts in the WBSM newsroom. And then, of course, we can get your reaction to them. And because of the plane crash story that I was following all yesterday, I did not get a chance to write up what happened at the Wamsutta Club and share that video with you. But we'll get that out to you this week. But if you want to hear me talk about ghosts, and if you want to see that video, because I think I'm going to work it into the presentation tonight, I will be speaking at the Lakeville Public Library about ghosts of the South Coast. I'm sorry, tonight is Ghosts of the Bridgewater Triangle. They're essentially the same presentation. It's just I get more into what the triangle is in this one, but I share a lot of the same kind of haunted locations and evidence, data, videos, audio, things like that. So tonight it'll be Ghosts of the Bridgewater Triangle, and I will have that video in the presentation, which, you know, it's about a 6-minute video, so it might change up. I might have to lose a story to add that story just for timing purposes. But if you've seen the show before, if you've seen the presentation before, all the jokes are the same, but that means you know where to laugh. So I appreciate it if you do anyway, even though you've already heard the joke. All right, it's time now to go in. And again, that's 6:30 at the Lakeville Public Library, free to attend. Let's go into the newsroom now and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
A pedestrian killed by a solar panel in New York, the most burglarized city in the U.S., and the government shutdown continues.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
One person has died as the result of heavy winds from the nor'easter. A woman was killed in New York when a solar panel broke loose during the strong winds and hit her while she was walking on the sidewalk. House Speaker Mike Johnson warning the current government shutdown could be one of the longest in history.
We will not allow the American people to be taken hostage over partisan demands.
At yesterday's news conference, the Republican said if Democrats keep up their obstruction, then that's where we're headed. The shutdown began October 1st, and it looks like it's headed for its third week. The Senate is expected to vote again later today on a measure to fund the government. It's already failed 7 times. More than a half dozen airports refusing to display a new video targeting Democrats for the government shutdown. Here's Liz Warner.
The video features DHS Secretary Kristi Noem saying Democrats in Congress refuse to fund the federal government, and because of this, many of our operations are impacted. She added, our hope is that Democrats will soon recognize the importance of opening the government. Officials at several of the nation's airports, among them Buffalo, Westchester County, Cleveland, Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland, and Phoenix, have all opted not to play the video at TSA checkpoints.
Jerome Powell's speech in Philadelphia today is drawing heightened attention from investors. That's because the Federal Reserve Chair's address at a business forum comes as key economic reports are being delayed due to the ongoing government shutdown. He's expected to give guidance as to the future of monetary policies, and that includes a possible interest rate cut at the end of the month. The White House will be hosting a celebration of Charlie Kirk's life today. President Trump said he'll be posthumously awarding Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
They're going to have a great celebration at the White House in the East Room of the White House.
The event's taking place in the White House East Room. Kirk's wife, Erica, will be in attendance. The 31-year-old conservative activist was shot and killed while speaking at a rally in Utah in September. Los Angeles County, home to the most burglarized city in the U.S. Security research company Safewise gives the distinction to the city of Vernon, California. Safewise compiled a list of publicly available FBI crime data from 2023 showing burglaries per 100 people. More than half of the residents of Vernon were burglarized that year. The city has a population of 208 but saw 110 burglaries. That gives it the highest rate of all cities in the nation. A new global review led by La Trobe University has found that heavy male alcohol consumption is damaging to women and children.
The review urges immediate policy action be taken to address the gender-related risks. The study, titled Harms to Women and Children from Men's Alcohol Use, an Evidence Review and Directions for Policy, says 1 in 3 women worldwide live with a partner who drinks heavily. It found that children in these households are at greater risk of violence, neglect, poor health, and limited opportunities later in life. Researchers concluded the negative effects are especially severe in low- and middle-income nations and places where gender inequality remains high. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Love you, and you alone.
fans are launching a petition to make George Strait the new Super Bowl halftime show instead of Bad Bunny. A variety of petitions have surfaced online since the NFL selected Bad Bunny as the headliner on its February 8th championship game. The petition to replace the king of Latin trap with one of the biggest country music stars has collected a few thousand signatures. Bad Bunny has addressed those criticizing his selection, saying that his Saturday Night Live monologue that anyone who doesn't understand Spanish has 4 months to learn. A new study shows that 40% of deadly car accidents are linked to marijuana.
The research was conducted by scientists at Ohio's Wayne State University. They looked at the blood levels of 246 drivers killed over a six-year period and found elevated levels of THC, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana, in 4 out of 10 drivers. The lead author says the study highlights the public health risk posed by driving under the influence of weed, despite recreational cannabis now legalized in 24 states. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
The Lightning struck for the first time this season after topping the Bruins 4-3 at the Garden yesterday.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Well, breezy, raw weather continues. Cloudy skies, showers this morning through the early afternoon hours, but drier later in the day, highs in the upper 50s. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, dry finally, low temps in the upper 40s. We're back to well-deserved sunshine for Wednesday, mid-60s. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts. WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But you can tell, you know, with the weather today, the way that it is, wet and rainy, 57 degrees out there, still a little breezy. It is fall. And now that it's fall and you're going to be spending more time indoors, you might be looking around your space and saying, this isn't exactly how I like things. I'd like to see it look a little bit differently, especially when it comes to your kitchen. You might be spending a lot of time in your kitchen preparing, you know, maybe you went apple picking and now you're making apple pie, you're making some homemade applesauce. And don't forget, you know, you got Thanksgiving coming up next month. You're going to be in there cooking. And then all of the holiday celebrations, you'll be in there preparing food. If you don't like the way your kitchen looks, or if it doesn't make sense to you the way it's laid out, well, that's why you want to call Precision Window and Kitchen in New Bedford, because they can come in and they can revitalize your kitchen. They have all new colors and styles of cabinetry to choose from. They also have all different types of countertops and hardware for the kitchen as well. But they also will do other things still too, even though, you know, it is remodeling season for your kitchen. They can still install windows, doors. They can weatherproof around your doors. They can make sure that your home is going to hold in the heat this year with new windows and new doors. Plus, there's a lot of other things they can do around your home. And the best part about Precision Window and Kitchen is not only do they do it all better than anybody, but they're the place that everybody else goes to get the stuff. They make the windows themselves right here in New Bedford, right at 1111 Acushnet Avenue. So you can stop in and talk to them there, or you can go to their website, precisionwindowandkitchen.com, or give them a call, 508-990-3576. But the easiest way, precisionwindowandkitchen.com. And if you are looking to have something done, yeah, stop by and take a look. See all the stuff that they have there. They'll show you the warehouse. So I don't know if you saw this story, but a man fell off one of the Steamship Authority ferries yesterday. And he was spotted by folks on another. He was actually spotted by the purser. Well, no, I'm sorry. I misspoke. The purser was notified on another ferry by a traveler, a passenger, who saw the man in the water, and then that led to the Coast Guard arriving to rescue him from the water. And he is in stable condition at a hospital on Cape Cod. But that's a pretty lucky sighting, considering, you know, the choppy waters yesterday and how many ferries were canceled. He could have fallen off and it could have been forever before another ferry came by if you're out there stuck in the water. But it seems like it turned out okay. And that's why, we had, I know everybody thinks that it gets overhyped, the weather leading into the storm last week, the weather reports rather, leading into the storm, they all were hyping up this nor'easter, and people said, it's just a nor'easter. We live through those all the time. Why do they make a big deal out of it? Well, look at all the things that happened during the storm. And again, I always go back to it, but a couple of years ago, I think it was 2022, there was a nor'easter a couple weeks later than this. I believe it was the final week of October, beginning of November. We had a horrific one that's probably the worst storm I've ever been in, worse than hurricanes. Now, it hit in the middle of the night, so most of you were probably home and asleep and in bed, but I happened to be out delivering some newspapers. And I couldn't even open the door. And this was, 300-pound Tim getting blown around by the wind. This was before my weight loss. So, it's windy when I can't even open the door. And then I get out of the car and I'm getting knocked over. So, yeah, these nor'easters can be just as damaging as the hurricanes that we get. But I suppose, if you look in the grand scheme of things, there's probably more hype to storms around here than the actual results from the storms. But look at what we've had just in the last couple of months. We had tornadoes last month. We had, we had a plane crash. We had somebody fall into the water. I mean, these are serious things. And, people say, well, you're just pushing your climate agenda here, Tim, your climate change agenda. You're trying to say that the storms are getting more powerful. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying we're getting more lax. We're taking things for granted and saying, it's not going to be a big deal. And we're not being vigilant. We're not preparing. We're just getting to the point where we brush everything off because, in this world of 24-hour available weather and weather alerts on your phone and, constant break-ins on television with weather updates and all that, it's a lot. And you say, do we really need all of this for, a 2-inch snowstorm? But that attitude doesn't apply across all types of weather. And when we get lazy about it, I worry if a hurricane comes through and we still have another month or so of hurricane season. If we did get a hurricane, are people even going to take it seriously enough? know, that's why the city does these tabletop exercises. That's why the city puts out these hurricane preparedness plans, because they're taking it seriously and they want everybody else to as well. But it's also been a few years since we've had a significant storm like that here on the South Coast, too. So maybe that makes people, you know, if it doesn't stand out in your memory, then maybe it's easier to dismiss what could happen. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We will be back in a few moments.
Life is filled with many paths. But for Native American children, the most important path is the one that leads them out of poverty.
It's a path that led me here to St. Joseph's Indian School.
And 96% of St. Joe's students graduate high school. That's 10% higher than the national average.
St. Joseph's Indian School is our path to a brighter future.
Learn more at stjo.org today.
Austin Sindrick here, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, to give you a quick message about tire safety. As a professional driver, safety and winning go hand in hand. That's why we make pit stops. Off the track, I regularly check my tires and wheels too. Stop by a local tire retailer for a tire safety check on your vehicle, or do a quick check of your tire's tread with a penny test at home.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Waking up with the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app.
People with other names have nice songs named after them. You know, Joey, you know, you got, there's lots of great songs named for great people. And what do I get? I get the song by the Buoys that's about cannibalism. Yeah. They ate Timothy in that song. So, I mean, I guess I have Rupert Holmes to blame because he's the one that wrote it. The Pina Colada song guy, which, again, I got to just point out, that song irks me. I love Rupert Holmes. He's a funny guy. I used to love his appearances on Gilbert Gottfried's podcast. But that song irks me because these two people are in a long-time relationship, and then they both decide they're going to cheat on the other one, and they show up at a bar and because they answered each other's ad, and then they just laugh about it. They're just like, oh, this is so silly. Oh, I didn't know you like pina coladas. Like, first of all, you're a terrible significant other. Because how many times did you go out for drinks and you didn't pay attention to the fact that you ordered a pina colada? But also, on top of that, like, I can't imagine that's how the conversation would actually go. But anyway. Have you turned the heat on yet? It's a little bit warmer than it was, but the temperatures are going to start to dip a little bit more at night. And one of the things that is on everybody's minds are what those bills are going to be for your heat, for your electricity this winter. And upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything. From assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. So trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. And this is the time of year to start looking into that because, you know, as we said, those bills are only going to go up because the costs are going to go up, but also because you're going to be utilizing your energy services more. So, yes, C2SEnergy.com. And also, one of the things to keep in mind this winter, as those bills are going up, you know, it's almost like a trade-off for some people. I've talked before about how, well, I don't turn the gas up for the heat because I use a blanket, an electric blanket to sleep, or a little plug-in heater to warm the room up that I'm in. And you're really just trading off one for the other. And I know many people who are right up against it who do that exact same thing. They say, well, I can get 2 months on the electric bill before they shut me off versus 1 month on the gas bill. You know what I mean? Like, so they play that game, or they'll pay one balance off 1 month and use more of the other, you know, just to go back and forth and get through it. But there are ways you can make sure that you are maximizing that efficiency. And an energy audit will certainly help. I'm going to take a break here again, 508-996-0500. Let me get this one in so we don't fall behind. We'll be back in a few moments. I know you're out there. And welcome back in. We're going to be going into the news in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, we can talk more with you. In the next hour, we'll also have today's edition of the Gen X Files. Your look at pop culture history on this date, pertaining mostly to the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the early 2000s. And I got an app chat message from Jeff in Fall River. It says, good morning, Tim. The left lane eastbound is closed for the plane and the vehicle that are still on the scene. So that's right. Even the car is still on the scene. So this will be an ongoing investigation that's, you know, it's going to take a little while. And from my understanding, all of the authorities, you know, the NTSB authorities, everybody's going to be arriving today to start diving into that investigation, that there was some local folks here, but the main teams are coming in. I mean, you've seen that kind of thing portrayed in television and movies where they tell somebody, all right, get on a plane. You're heading to Dartmouth, Massachusetts to look into this crash. And so those folks should be arriving today, and they should be diving into this. And hopefully we get a report relatively soon, or at least a preliminary idea of what might have happened. You know, because they're gonna go through everything and come back with the best way that they can piece it all together. So you can read more about it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. We have the identities of the couple, Thomas and Agatha Perkins from Middletown, Rhode Island. And just a horrific tragedy.